Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Peter Greenberg, who hosts the Eye on Travel on WGN, was on earlier this morning with John Hansen filling in for Bob Surratt. We called him back to answer a couple more questions for you. Hey, Peter, thanks for giving us a little more of your time. How are you?
I'm good and happy almost New Year.
Yeah, likewise. Will U.S. Airlines require proof of vaccination to travel domestically, and should they, Peter?
Well, if you talk to the airline CEOs and you talk to them privately, they'll tell you they want to do it. But nobody wants to lead the charge because they're worried about losing market share. However, they'd love for the administration to do it. The problem with that is the administration is right now litigating their own mess and vaccine mandates in the courts, and that's probably going to go all the way up to the Supreme Court. So until that's resolved, you're not going to see those rules.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think it's a good idea. I do. I mean, look, we're already wearing the masks, and that mask mandate is going to stay at least until March of next year. And the reason for that, of course, is our vaccination levels aren't where they should be in this country. So, I mean, look, we can't have it both ways. If we really want to, you know, be safe and play by the rules, we should operate by those rules. Right now, by the way, in Canada, it's already a government rule. You cannot get on an airplane in Canada without showing proof of vaccination. The same rule is in place in Australia. So there's already precedent for this.
And that's for domestic travel. So if you're flying from Ontario to Calgary, you still can't do it in Canada without proof of vaccination.
That is correct.
What's going on in Europe? They've had their own surge of COVID-19. They were more strict about, I think, the lockdown earlier than we were. How are people traveling there?
Well, right now it's country by country because, you know, you do have 27 European Union countries, but now everybody's acting on their own. You have shutdowns in Austria. You have shutdowns in the Czech Republic. You have shutdowns in the Netherlands. Then you have selective shutdowns, like in France, not letting anybody from the United Kingdom in. So the rules are changing. I hate to sound like I'm exaggerating, but I'm not. They're changing by the hour. So this is not something where you just go online to check. You need to have a conversation with your travel agent or travel advisor so you really get the up-to-date information. Because what we always like to do as Americans, I'm sure you do too, is we don't just go to one country in Europe. We like to, once we're over there, we want to go to another.
Sure.
That may not
sure.
be possible right now. That may not be possible right now.
I'm traveling to Scotland. It's one of them in June. And then in 2023, Brenda and I are leading some listeners back to Europe again. It's hard to know if any of those plans are prudent, Peter.
Well, if I'm going to give you my intuitive guess here, it's this. I think we've come to the notion that we're embracing that while COVID may not be eradicated, it will be managed. And what we're seeing now, the anecdotal evidence is that as transmissible as the new Omicron variant is, it's not resulting in hospitalizations or death for people who have been vaccinated. So that's one of the reasons why the CDC just relaxed the 10-day quarantine rule for people with breakthrough cases down to 5 days, because we're seeing that kind of evidence. The other reason why the administration is now relaxing the entry rules to those 8 African countries, they're now going to be allowed in as of Saturday.
Yeah, that was really surprising to me. 5 days, 2 before and 3 after your first onset of symptoms are when they say you are most contagious, so we don't need to quarantine for 14 days or even 10. Really surprising news there, but I guess that's good news for travelers, right?
It is, and you're seeing some countries getting rid of that 10-day quarantine requirement, Switzerland being one. You're seeing other countries that are very, very worried and then putting them back in. So there's no rule or reason here. It's every country's acting in their own supposed best interest, which is why you've got to be ready to pivot.
Before I let you go today, Peter, I wanted to do a quick update. I know you were on earlier on WGN, and we'll hear you again this weekend, but what are you seeing about this snow system moving through the Midwest? How is that affecting travel plans for folks today and through the new year?
Well, you know, weather's always the intangible, and right now nothing ever happens for any one reason. So you either have understaffing, you have positive testing in COVID and airlines overscheduling their planes to begin with, add weather in, and you have your perfect storm. You need just two of those ingredients to give yourself a problem. We have four waiting to happen. So the best hope right now is to get to January 5th. And the reason for that is because that's when travel historically plummets, airfares plummet, and the next 3 months is a very low travel period. Everybody can catch their breath and get back on track.
Yeah, if you heard your conversation earlier this morning, you were talking about how some of the rates are crazy low, two digits for some common routes. Were you saying that that's when I travel or when I buy the ticket? Should I wait to buy tickets?
No, you can buy the ticket now. I just did. Anytime after January 5th, L.A. to New York was like $132 round trip. That's $66 each way. It's unheard of. Dallas to LaGuardia, here's the two-digit one, $32 each way. The cab ride to the airport is more expensive. That'll give you an indication of how few people are traveling in the first 3 months. But that was the case pre-pandemic as well.
Peter Greenberg's Eye on Travels. Heard it depends on sometimes his schedule, or that is the schedule of sports programming here at WGN Radio. But we hear you Saturdays, I think. We're going to hear you this Saturday at 5, right?
That's the rumor.
Yeah. You just do the show. We'll put it on the radio, okay?
There you go.
Thanks, Peter. That's Peter Greenberg this Saturday at 5, his Eye on Travel. Really interesting show.